Good evening, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to Bread of Life Bible Study with Pastor Mary. That's me. I also want to welcome those that are on our conference line on tonight. God bless you. And thank you for joining us. I do want to make one announcement that we will be having 5 a.m. prayer Saturday. So if you're up, or if you just want to set your clock and join us at 5 a.m., we would love for you to be a part of this powerful time of intercession and going before the King. Amen. In the morning, first thing in the morning, going before Him in prayer. So that will be on our right now. I know it'll be on the YouTube channel, on the Facebook page. I'm not sure because tonight I had difficulty getting on there. Amen. All right. So for those of you who are on the YouTube page, you'll see tonight's title. Tonight's title is How is Praising God So Powerful? And Why is Praise a Weapon? All right. So tonight we're going to talk about how is praising God so powerful? Amen. And why is praise a weapon? So we kind of, you know, sometimes praise has been, I don't know, it's just taken many facets, but we want to understand, have an understanding biblically, the importance of praise and why it is so powerful and why it is a weapon to the believer. Amen. So let's go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again. We bless and exalt your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord God, we just invite you and your presence to be manifest on tonight. Lord God, we pray that you would move by your power and by your authority and by your might, Lord. We open up our hearts to hear what the Spirit is saying on tonight. We pray, oh Lord, that our minds will be transformed, oh God, and that we will be changed, Lord God, because we have encountered the Word. We found out, and we've been saying for many years, oh God, and it was just solidified again on Sunday in Scripture that your Word is Spirit and your Word brings life. And so, Lord God, we want life, and we definitely want your Spirit to overtake us and overflow us in every area of our lives. So, Father, on today, we just want to hear and we want to obey, and we want to walk in victory as a result of being obedient. And so, Lord God, again, we just look for your manifestation, Lord. We believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe, oh God, that even as this word is taught on tonight, preached on tonight, prophesied, Lord, that it will send healing, it will send deliverance, it will send peace, it would send joy, Lord God. It would bring about all the attributes of your kingdom in the hearts and in the lives of your people. We thank you for testimonies of transformation and deliverance and salvation. Father, that's who you are. You're mighty, Lord God. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for you, Lord God. If we just open our hearts and just believe and take you at your word and trust you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you. Make this teaching plain. Yeah. Make it practical, Lord God. Help us to apply it and help us to see, Lord God, the importance of praising and giving you glory. We ask it now in the name of Jesus and the saints of God, those that are getting on our YouTube channel, and those that are on already, just say amen, type amen, however, just amen. Let's get in agreement. Amen. All right. So how is praising God so powerful, and why is praise a weapon? Make sure you have your Bibles on tonight, please, so that you can take down the scriptures. I want to start with a story. Amen. And this story is, it touched my heart because it reverberated with my experience. Amen. And so I want to share this pastor's experience before we really go into the lesson, because it sets it up. And it starts out by him telling of an individual. Amen. Good morning. Good evening, Brother Charles, that was sitting in the balcony of the church. And the statement, or the thought of this individual who was in the balcony watching this pastor and his wife, Her thoughts were, how is praising God so powerful? Good evening, Sister Sarah, darling. And so she thought that thing to herself, and she meditated on it, and then she just left it alone. But from the balcony of the church, this young woman, sat, and she watched the pastor and his wife bury their young adult son. Their son, you know, he's young. He still had a life ahead of him, but it was taken away, and he was killed in a tragic car accident. And so this young lady in the balcony watching and being a part of the funeral, she watched as the pastor stood by the casket of his young son. And every so often she noticed that the pastor would look up and raise his hand as high as he could when a certain song came on, when a part of a song that ministered to his heart, that he would simply just look up to heaven and extend his hands up. And so it was a devastating experience for the pastor and his wife. We know that. But this pastor, in the wake of this devastating moment, he was able to dig in and raise his hands and reach to the sky and give God praise. Amen. And so this young lady watched this. She observed it. Amen. And so she was a friend to the son. And as everything ended, she was waiting to come down. Of course, it was a huge crowd. And so she was waiting to come down to come and console the family, have words with the family. But she said she didn't mind because she was so transfixed. She was still, it still was resonating with her what she saw as she watched the pastor. So she was transfixed by the pastor's gesture of praise. And so she didn't really want to go, and she decided not to go and not to, you know, talk to the family at that moment, because she that thing just kind of lingered in her mind, and she wanted time to just think about what she just saw. How, you know, how could he be in worship and praise, you know, God when it's such a horrible time in her eyes that the pastor and the wife was experiencing. And so with that being said, I guess we might want to pose the question, what is praise? Just what is praise? Amen. So if we were to define praise, most of us would agree that praise is giving the highest honor you can offer to God. It is singing or saying your thoughts of love and awe to Him. Praise, people of God, is worship. Praise is a form of worship. Yet it's a particular form of worship, like bowing before a king and exalting, you know, that king's greatness. Praise is exalting God's protection. Praise is exalting the goodness. I hope I can make it through this, because, you know, y'all know me. I'm trying to teach it, but I might just go on into praise. Amen. So praise is God's goodness and character. Praise is the greatness of the things that he has done. And we say this all the time, you know, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. And it's true. You know, when we think about it, it ought to ignite something in our spirit that we want to praise our God. And so an example that, you know, during Christmas time, sometimes you hear the story of Jesus' birth, and it's told in Luke chapter 2. And we hear how the angels sang, glory to God in the highest praise. Amen. In the highest praise. Praise, people of God, is a powerful weapon. It is not only giving exhortation to God and loving on God and telling him about who he is to you, how awesome and magnificent, but praise is also a powerful weapon in deliverance and spiritual warfare. As we praise the Lord, you must remember, as we give God praise, that things begin to happen in the unseen realm. Amen. And so in the Old Testament, the people of God, they didn't have the name of Jesus like we do. So their weapon, what they use as a weapon, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, was their praise. Amen. Yeah. That's what they use. Yeah. And so one thing, if you want to take a, if you're taking notes, first thing I would say is that praise is a weapon of warfare and deliverance. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praising God also brings to the believer benefits. Amen. So it is a weapon of warfare and deliverance, and it also brings to the believer benefits to us. It carries with it power. Amen. Praise carries with it power for helping us fight and win our battles. So, you know, when we're mm-hmm. exalting you to praise him, it's just, you know, it's doing something. See, we have to get out of the natural realm and realize that when you're extending, when you're worshiping, when you're waving the flags, when you're tapping your hand, however you are exalting God, amen, you must realize that mm-hmm. it's helping you fight and win your battles. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. that's why, glory to God, I'll put me in my face up there. That's why it's called a weapon of warfare and deliverance. And so most often, Prophetess Flo, this weapon is probably most effective when we're down, when we're mm-hmm. struggling, when we're just barely able to just open our mouths, to lift up our hands. Have you ever been there? You know, when you've been mm-hmm. at a place, praise God, brother Mills, you've been to that place where things have been so heavy that it's difficult to just lift your hands. It's a struggle, amen, just to open your mouth and say hallelujah. But something, mm-hmm. hallelujah, glory to God, something mm-hmm. about that effort. That's why I said press pass. I tell people press pass. Yeah. Not every time, I must admit, not every time I feel like praising God. Not all the time I want to praise God, because yes, there are things that are going on in our lives. There are things that are on our mind, our bodies, or sometimes they're not cooperating with us. But glory to God, something, glory to God, there's something about that effort while under duress especially moves God's heart. So when you really don't feel like it, when your heart, like the pastor, when your heart is broken, amen, when you're in devastation, but yet in the midst of all of that, you can still worship God. It moves God's heart. And not only does it moves the heart of God, but what it also does, it frustrates the heck out of the devil. Amen. So your praise, glory to God, moves God's heart, but the enemy, it frustrates him. Amen. It gets him ribbed up. He gets furious, people of God, because with the first little word that you can breathe out, the first little inkling of a tap or a tear or a hand up, glory to God, the word of praise that you offer, we start to get back up on our feet. So he thinks, the enemy thinks that he has us down, that he has us defeated. But when we press past and glorify God, glory to God, it backs him up. He's like, oh, no, because remember, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. And so if he can keep you in a place of struggle, if he can keep you in a place where you won't open your mouth and give God praise, if he can keep you in a place, glory of God, that you're struggling, if he can keep you there depressed and oppressed, he's all right with that. But as soon as you press past, you must press, you press past all of that, glory to God, and give God praise, it does something in the sight of God. It moves, as we said, God's heart. See, praise is not just for God. Hallelujah. Praise is not just for God. Again, it carries with it power for helping us to join God in fighting and winning our battles. Y'all need to type in here that that praise helps us helps us to join in with God to fight and to win our battles. Amen. Type that in there wherever you are. Glory to God. See, the second point I want to bring out, that was the first point. The second point is that God loves when his people praise him. God loves when his people praise him. God knows that when we begin to praise him, glory to God, that we're now turning our attention fully to who? To him. He knows that we are mustering up. We're doing all we can. Glory to God. Despite what we're going through, despite how we feel, despite the hell that's on our trail, despite all of that, he knows that we are mustering up trust that he is going to answer. Amen. Plus, we're starting to push back and throw off those feelings of being hopeless, glory to God, and defeated. That's why you must press. Come on, y'all type in there, those that are on YouTube. You must press. Amen? So it's as if, prophetess, it's as if we have lifted God up in a movable throne, right? And we're carrying him in a possession. Let's go to Psalms 22:3. Go there with me. Just go there. Hallelujah. We're going to read it in a minute. Psalms 22:3. Travel there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in Psalms 22:3, right? It says, and this is in the World English Bible. It says, but you are holy. But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to point out something before we move on. I want to point out in Psalms 22:3. It says, but you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel. Again, it's coming out of the World English Bible. In other translations, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In some of the other translations, it reads like this. It says that God sits enthroned. God sits enthroned on the praises of his people. Y'all get that, right? God sits enthroned on the praises. It says on the praises in some translation of his people. So our praise increases, glory to God, the manifestation of his presence. Amen. And so I found this. I must read this. I must read this. The translations using the word enthroned or sit is drawn from the same concept where a man would sit as upon a king's throne or at the place of honor at a table. It is akin to a dwelling place, a place of rest. So here's the point. So then the praise or the phrase means God inhabits, prophetess. He rests in, He sits upon, he dwells within his people's songs of worship and adoration. Glory to God. And so this is why praise and worship is so important. So now the word inhabits, it's not suggesting that God is only present when people sing praises about him. We know God is present. I say that all the time. He's always, he's omnipresent. Amen. We know that. God is not confined to one place. God has no bounds as the creator of the universe or the world and all the people and the things within it. But the writer of the psalm seems to be saying that God is present and God is glorified when his people lift his name in what? In honor. Glory to God. God enjoys it. And maybe it brings him, you know, peace and rest. I don't know. But I do know this. He draws nearer to us when we do what? When we praise him. Hallelujah. Glory. I pray that when y'all hear, you'll never go a day, a moment, a time where you won't give God some kind of praise in your own way. Glory to God. Any questions so far? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Any questions so far? All right. Point three. But that's not all that scripture says. Amen. The Bible says that as God hears our praises offered even in times of difficulties, that he gets fired up at the enemy. So when you're going through, hallelujah, I have some witnesses on here that you were going through and you had nothing but you just praise. When we're going through and we press into praise, that God gets fired up, listen, at the enemy. Glory to God. So as people sing praises, something begins to happen. And we just said it, God joins in. Amen. He joins in. Amen. Now go to Isaiah 30 and 29. I'm going to try to put that up on the screen. Go to Isaiah 30 and 29. Come on, y'all being blessed. I'm not hearing nothing on the. Amen. All right. Good evening, Grayson. Good evening. Come on, Isaiah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I get so messed up. I can't even find the scripture because I'm all ready to praise. Ready to praise. Isaiah 30 and 29. Yeah, let's go there. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring it up. Isaiah 30. I think I'm going to bring it up. Yes. And 29. I'm just trying to get it up on the screen here. Glory to God. But you get your Bibles too, because I need you to see it for yourself. We learned that on Sunday too, right? Been saying that. You got to see it for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Isaiah 30 and 29. I just said that as people sing praises, as we sing praises to God, and as we lift him up and exalt him and magnify him, something happens. And we said that God joins in. And so let's look at Isaiah 30 and 29. This is from, this actually is the new King James. I'm going to read it in the New King James Version, and then I'm going to read it in the NIV. Amen. So here it is, 30 and 29. It says, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Amen. And this is in the NIV. It says, the Lord will cause people to hear his majestic voice and will make them see his arm. Glory to God. Am I in the right way? Yeah. See his arm coming down with raging anger and consuming fire, with cloudbursts, thunderstorm, and hail. Every stroke the Lord lays on them, the enemy of his people, and his punishing club will be to the music of timbals and harps, as he fights as he fights them in battle with the blow of his what? His arm. So as the people sing praises, something happened. God joins them. Glory to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. God starts swinging, saints of God, at the sound of our singing, at the sound of our praise, at the sound of our worship. Battle won through praise in the Bible. Let me go to point four. Amen. That was in Isaiah. Yes. Did I have that right? 30 and 29. Okay. I think I read that. Glory to God. All right. So let's go to point four. Battles won through praises in the battle. All right. So here are short descriptions of a few battles that were won by God to the sound. Come on. To the sound of people's praise. Amen. It's Michelle. All right, Miss Michelle. This Grayson. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Battles won through praise in the Bible. Let's go see. All right. Let me see here. I think I was supposed to hit, but y'all know I got all excited. I wanted to go back. I'm ahead of myself. You know what? I wanted to go back. Let me go back for a minute. I'm gonna go back. Let me mark off and then we're gonna go through the battles. Cause we talk about praise, right? But I want to take a pause here. How can we give praises to God? What are other ways that we can give praise to God? Let me just extend that. Hallelujah. What are other ways?
Praise him in,
go ahead.
In promise. Song. You can praise him in dance. You can praise him with the words that you say, exalting him.
Mm-hmm.
You can praise him. Well, reality, that's just a way of praising him in a setting, but you can praise him with your everyday life, your conversation.
Mm-hmm. You want to
lift up God?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You're doing good.
You can praise him in the way that you carry yourself.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There's so many ways. I mean, in the instrument, there's instrumental praise.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said offerings, Sheila Warren. Offerings is a form of how we can praise him. Whew, glory to God. Because the scripture said, let everything that have what? Breath, praise.
Breath.
Yeah. How can we give God praise? Prophetess Flo, you hit it. And they're coming up on the line here by thanking him for everything. Opening our mouths and say thank you through offerings. Glory to God through the things that you have said are forms of praise. Let me give you some other. Okay. Let me read this. The importance of praising God is mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible. Glory to God. Is mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament. Praising God means telling or otherwise expressing how wonderful and great we believe God is and how much we love him. Glory to God. This can be done, and I'm probably going to repeat some of the things that you guys are saying. Hallelujah. But this can be done such as through prayer, teaching, right? Like I'm tonight, singing. Writing is a form. People that write books, people that write poetry, as I think you said, are modes of expression. Dance, we know we have the liturgical dance, is a form of expression. Painting a picture, liturgical dance could be a form of expression, an expression of praise. Painting a picture. I have a picture in my room that someone painted years ago. She painted this and it just spoke to my heart, you know, and it's just been a form of praise that I leave in the office. So painting a picture or simply opening up your heart to him in love during a moment of quiet stillness. It can mean heeding to God's commands and knowing he is Lord. It could be as much as obeying his commandments, which we all should be doing, and understanding we are to follow his son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise does not have to be in song or even spoken. Amen? Because most of the time we're in a corporate worship and we're talking about praise. So in corporate worship, we usually do have different forms of praise and worship. But it doesn't oftentimes have to be in song or spoken. We can praise God by bowing before Him. You ever see people even in corporate praise, they lay out, then you see them and they're stretched out on the floor. Well, that's a form of worship and praise. They're bowing down at a chair. They're bowed or they're bent over in the chair. That's a form of praising. Amen. So bowing before Him or spending time in creation. Glory to God. You know, going to the water. Those that like, you know, the trails, sometimes that's a form of worship for them. Acknowledging and remembering that God created all of those things. The rainbow, we talked about the rainbow in the sky. And then some people take a prayer. Let me say this. I don't know if I'm saying it labyrinth, and I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but I'm going to bring it up because I had never heard of this. Amen. I never heard of it, but let me bring it up and see if it'll come up. And what that is it's a labyrinth. And like I said, I don't know if I'm saying it correct. A prayer walk. Some people take a walk, a prayer labyrinth, labyrinth as a form of praise. And so I looked it up and it is a place to walk and pray. There's pictures of it on the YouTube. It's a place to walk and pray. It gives you the freedom to walk around while focusing your mind on God and not worrying about getting lost. So it's like a maze that you walk through, and you can see the pictures on YouTube. And as you're walking through the maze, you're focusing on God. Your mind is on God. You're praying to God. You know, you're having that time with God. It says it contains a single walking path to the center and then back out again. But it looks like a maze. But in that maze, as you're walking, you're praying. And what it does, I believe, is it shuts out everything around you where you can focus on God. Your attention is mainly on God. I wanted to share that because I thought it was really, really interesting. I've never seen that. Amen. And so I wanted to share that. So you guys can go on the picture and you can take a look at that. Amen. I wanted to, let me see if I wanted to. I wanted you to go to Psalms 148. Let's go there. We said that a praise is not confined to people either. Glory to God. So it's not just people. So let's go to Psalms 148. Hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 148. Let's go over there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Because we're finding out that praise is not confined to people. Let's look at Psalms 148. Let's look at verse 2. Are y'all there? Let me bring it up. Let's see if I could bring it up before you. Hitting the wrong screen. Hallelujah. So Psalms 148, verse 2. It says here, praise Him, all His angels, praise Him, all His host. Go to verse 7. We kind of skipping around. It says, praise the Lord from the what? From the earth. Listen, it says, you great sea creatures and all the depths. So now he's talking about praising Him, even the sea creatures, the angels, the sea creatures. Let's go to verse 10 real quick. And it says, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, do what? Praise God. Everything. You ever watch the leaves on the trees when it's about to rain, how they turn up? Glory to God. Anybody see that? They actually turn up towards heaven. Like your hands are up and extended up toward the sky. That's what the leaves do when it's about to rain. Rain to me symbolizes the Holy Spirit, you know, and to me, it's just a way of them lifting up and giving God glory. You ever hear the birds when they're singing? Glory to God. They're just singing their little self happy. I believe they're giving praise to the God. He says, let everything that have what? Breath. Praise Him. So we know that it's not just people. It's not just confined to people, but angels, sea creatures, flying birds, ocean depths. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 149, 6 and 9. 149. Let me pull it up. 149. I'm going to go all the way down, so watch your eyes. 149. And let's look at 6 through 9. Amen. And I have the New King James here. It says here, starting with verse 6, New King James. It says, let the high priest of God be in their mouth. And let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Thank you. And a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bring their kings, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Verse 9, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. So even here, glory to God. Praise indicates everything. It intends to honor God. It is considered praise, even battles and vengeance against other nations. We just read it. Amen. In Psalms 149, 6 through 9. Glory to God. So now let's go back. Right? Here are some short descriptions of a few battles won by God to the sound of what? Praise. Come on, y'all, type in there, praise. Glory to God. Praise. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Yes. Yes. Elder, Psalms 149, 6 through 9, New King James. Yes, we just read that. And Brother Charles says, lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Talking about praise on tonight. So I'm going to flip over. Mm-hmm. Battles won by God to the sound of praise. Y'all got a praise on tonight? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Joshua 6. We're not going to read Joshua 6, but y'all can go back and read Joshua 6 sometime during the week, during your time of meditation. But we remember the battle of Jericho, right? We remember the battle of Jericho when Joshua, the priest, and the people, they walked around the what? The walls of Jericho. And what did the priest carry? The priest carried trumpets and the word of God in the Ark of the Covenant. What did the people do? What did they do? They blew those horns of what? Of praise, according to God's instruction. Y'all got to read Joshua 6. I don't have enough time. And on the seventh day, hallelujah, with trumpet blasts and shouts of victory, I put the victory in, the walls of Jericho, y'all know, an enemy city, right? An enemy city. Those walls came what? They came tumbling down. And what did the people do? God said, I'll fight for you. I'll manifest for you. Hallelujah. I'll bring my arm against the enemy for you. When you what? When you praise and worship me. Battle of Jericho. Y'all mark that one down. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. Come on. Y'all say hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. Hallelujah. Elder Marshall got it. Yes, that's a praise for me. Praise him. Yes, Michelle, at all times. Glory to God. Let's go over to 2 Chronicles, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Florence, I'm doing good. Second Chronicles, chapter 20, chapter 20. I think we want to go to chapter 20. Let's look this, chapter 22nd. I think I got First Chronicles. Nope, there. Should be Second Chronicles. And I'm going to go to verse 20. Hallelujah. Down, down, down. Yes, came down. Yes, come on. Y'all hot over there on that YouTube. Power, glory to God. Y'all come on. They coming on in here. I'm telling you over there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. Praise precedes the victory. Yes, 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 Sheila Warren. Y'all got to get that one. Y'all hear that on the conference line? Need to write that down. Praise precedes the victory. I like that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. All right. 2 Chronicles, verse 20. Hallelujah. Chapter 20. Glory to God. Am I there? I'm getting all out of sorts here. Verse 6. Florence, say calm down because y'all know. We talking about Jehoshaphat and the confused enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says here, let's go 6 and 9. It says, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hand, is there not what? Power and might. Hallelujah. So that no one, come on, y'all, no one, no devil in hell, no one is able to withstand you. Verse 7, are you not our God? Woo, Shamarioka, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, what? Forever. Verse 9, and they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear, and you will what? You will save. See, when Jehoshaphat was king, he was told that a vast army from Edom was coming to attack Judah. Amen. The people fearfully gathered at the temple, which we just read, to pray and seek God. And so we just read Jehoshaphat's prayer, which was 2 Chronicles. We just read verse 26 to 9. It was full of praise. And he ended with, let's go to verse 12. Let's see how he ended this. Go to verse 12. Hallelujah. He ends it. He says, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is what's coming up against y'all. What great thing is coming up against you? Is it infirmity? Glory. Is it stress? Is it oppression? Come on. Is it finance? Is it worry? What is coming up against you? Because here it says, for we have no power against this great multitude that's coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But hallelujah, our eyes are upon who? Are upon you, God. Glory to God. That's how he concludes. Hallelujah. And so he was told, let's go to verse 15. I'm slipping. I'm trying to stay calm, y'all. Stay calm. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. This is what it does to me. I love God. I just love him. He's so true. And his word is true. And listen, y'all, somebody say, oh, that's the old. No, he has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God. If he did it back then, he can do it in your situation right now. Amen. Let's look at verse 15. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he was told by Jehazel, right? In verse 15, and he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not, I'm saying to you on tonight, somebody on this line, do not be afraid nor dismay because of this, what? This great multitude. Come on now, I'm talking to somebody here. For the battle, what? The battle is not yours, but the battle is who? It's God's. Hallelujah. Come on down. Let me go to verse 20. Y'all go down to verse 20. Let's see the results. Hallelujah. Y'all can read this. Come back and read it when you have time this week. We'll go down to verse 20. Go to verse 20. Glory to God. So now they've already been told by Jehazel, listen, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Because of the army, because of the multitude, because of what you're going through, whatever battle, whatever affliction, whatever you're going through in your life, listen, don't get discouraged. Don't give up, because I'm telling you, the scripture is telling you, God is telling you on tonight, the battle's not yours. The battle's God's. Amen. And so we go down to verse 20. We go down to verse 20. And here's what the people did. Here's what the people did, Elder Cassandra, Brother Charles, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Yes. a defeated foe. Glory to God. Cast out Satan tonight in Jesus' name. All right, Brother Charles. Mm-hmm. He changes not. You're right, Elder Marshall. Thank you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. All right, so let's look at verse 20 to 22. I pray this is where I'm supposed to be. It says now, after Jehazel told them, don't be discouraged. The battle's not theirs. It's the Lord's. He says, so the people, so they rose, what, early in the morning. Sometimes y'all got to get up early in the morning. Sometimes you got to get up for that 5 a.m. prayer. Sometimes you got to crucify that flesh and crawl out that bed at 3 or 4 in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They rose early in the morning, and they went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He says, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be what? Established. Believe his what? His prophet. Glory. Y'all better believe the prophet on here tonight. Glory to God. Believe his prophet, and you shall what? You shall prosper. And verse 21, and when he had consulted, hallelujah, with the people, the Bible says that he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, glory to God, don't preach, I'm coming down, and was saying, praise the Lord for his what? His mercy endures forever. Verse 22 says, now when they began to sing and they began to praise, the Lord what? Set an ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against who? Judah. And here's the last part. And they were what? Defeated. Y'all better come on and get some praise right here. Glory to God. Y'all better, wherever you are, you better clap your hands and stomp your feet, whatever you need to do. This seems like a praise break right here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Y'all better get some. Gosh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. We're learning about praise. Glory to God. It confused the enemy. Hallelujah. In the battle of Jericho, the walls came down. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, you on YouTube. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. He shakamani o korobo sata. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Shamanioka. Hey, maniosa. Hey, God. Y'all go on over to Acts. Come on, you can keep praising. Go on over to Acts while you praising. Go on over to Acts now. Come on, the New Testament. Hallelujah. Go on over to Acts 16. Woo! Shamadi Okode Abasa. Come on over to Acts. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what the multitude, but the battle's not yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It belongs to God. And he said, just praise me. We know he manifests in our praise. His arm of power comes to defeat the enemy in our praise. We're learning it. We've seen it in the scripture. I'm not just talking it as it was taught on Sunday, but it's in the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Come on, go with me to Acts. Acts 16, verse 25 to 28. Glory to God. Paul and Silas. Come on, y'all know when these two men were beaten, arrested, and put in stocks. Hallelujah. Let's go there and see what they did. Hallelujah. Yes. Y'all can keep praising this. It don't bother me. Yes. Hallelujah. 25. Let's go to verse 25 through 28. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas, we know, I just told you that they were beaten, arrested, and they were put in stocks, put in chains. Amen. But it says at midnight. It's something about midnight, right? Preachers preach about that midnight hour. Something about the midnight hour. See, they could have been moping. They could have been sleeping. But at the midnight hour, glory to God, the Bible says that they were what? They were praying and they were singing hymns to God. Hallelujah. And the prisoners were listening to them at midnight. See, some of us, again, we can't even get up at 5 a.m. But these brothers were in prison, in stocks and chains, but yet they were praising God in the midst. How can How can you praise God when you're in a jail, in a dungeon, and stank, mistreated, and beaten? But the Bible says at midnight that Paul and Silas, they were praying, and they were singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And then in verse 26, come on, y'all know this is familiar. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were what? It was shaken. And immediately, what happened? All the doors were open, and everyone, listen, see now, when you go into a radical warfare prayer, you know, and praise and worship, when you're in the service, glory to God, and you go into deep praise and worship, because we know that that's a weapon, right? In our deliverance, in our battle, it doesn't just affect you, but Lord Jesus, it affected the people that were around. It affects those that are in the body, that don't have enough to lift up the name of, don't have enough to clap their hands on that day. You affect them. And we see it here that the jailers that were there, that were listening when God moved in the praise of Paul and Silas, that the doors were open and they were loosed and they were set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on here. Come on here. Come on here. Hallelujah. They sang praises. Hallelujah. The cell doors of their jails flew open and they were free men again. And not only were they free, they freed up everybody that was in the jailhouse with them. Come on now. Glory to God. Go to Psalm 67. I'm almost, come on, y'all hang in here. You can hang up if you want and miss your blessing. But come on and hang in there with me. Go to Psalm 67. The battle belongs to God. Hallelujah. But at midnight. Right. Yes, Brother Charles. Somebody said midnight. Glory to God. My God says, Elder Marshall and Michelle says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Midnight. Yes, Lord. Go ahead.
Midnight.
Midnight. Glory to God. Something happens. Glory to God. And you sleeping. Now you're too tired to get up. That's the enemy. Mm-mm. Come on now. That's the enemy. Yeah. Come on. Let's go to Psalm 67. I'm almost done. I'm telling y'all, I'm almost done. And then we can just praise him and we can close out. Come on. Psalms. I'm going the wrong way. I told y'all I get all excited. Get all excited, Minister Mott. All right, 67. Yeah. Let's go to Psalm 67 and verses 5 and 6. 67 verses 5 and 6. Woo, shabadio korobo sata manioka. Eperidio sanana makiodia. Come on, 5 and 6. Gamadio sata dadadioka. It says here in Psalm 67, 5 and 6, it says, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth, come on now, listen here. Not only does praise affect the creeping things, the flying things, the depth of the sea, glory to God. We've learned that right on tonight. But listen here, it affects the earth. It says here, then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Glory to God. So much is shifted, changed, transformed and blessed when we lift up our praise to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm going to tell y'all one more time. I'm going to tell you one more time. And then I'm going to release you for another 60 seconds. Let the people on this line, let the peoples, it says peoples with an S, praise you, oh God. Let the people praise you. Come on, give them another praise. Come on, press pass it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How dare people, y'all keep praising him. How dare people say it don't take all that? You learned on tonight that it does take all of that. We walked you through the scriptures. And if nothing else, God commands us. He says, let everything that have breath do what? Praise God. So you throw out that stuff. It don't take. Yes, it does take all of that. Because it takes all that to move God, to manifest him in in our presence and for us to win the battle. Amen. Come on and praise him. Come on, y'all. Come on, just a couple more minutes. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Come on, praise him. Lift your hands wherever you are. Come on, let God just manifest him right here. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. We bless you right now. Hey, God. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'm just going to take you back and then I'm done. Prophetess Flo, you can, y'all can praise him. You can however the Holy Ghost move you. I'm getting ready to end. We going back to the beginning of the story. Remember at the beginning of the story when the young lady was sitting in the balcony and she was watching the pastor. I can relate because I've been there. And she was watching the pastor as he stood at the casket of his young son. Hallelujah. And as the music played, hallelujah, he was lifting up hands and looking up to God, and she couldn't understand why would he praise, what would be the purpose, why are you praising, this is devastating, this is horrible. And then she decided not to go and console the family at the end of the funeral procession because she wanted to think about this thing. How could he do that? Glory to God. And so the pastor says about a year and a half later, come on, y'all gonna shout. A year and a half later, the same young lady that was sitting up in the balcony, the same young lady that was watching, glory to God, in the midst of hurt and pain, in the midst of, hallelujah, of seeing his son taken away, she sat and she watched. This same young lady that did not come to say anything to the family, but pondered that year and a half what she had experienced from that balcony. The pastor says that same young lady called and she said to the pastor, she said, I just called to say thank you. He was like, thank you? What are you thanking me for? I don't you know what did I do? He asked. Well, she said, when I saw you keep on praising and honoring God when your son was ripped away from you so suddenly and brutally, I knew that there is real value in faith. I then gave my life to Jesus Christ because you pastor, you preacher, you evangelist, you lay person, you individual, you decided up and made up in your mind that you would praise God even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of your heartache, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your loss. You made up in your mind that you would praise him. And he brought you through, preacher man. And as a result of that, as a result of sitting on the balcony and looking over and watching you give your God praise in the midst of your storm and coming through it victoriously, I decided to give my own life to God because you praise God in the midst of your storm. And I watched him, come on, y'all, and I watched him bring you out with a strong arm on tonight. Hallelujah. Your praise is effectual. Hallelujah. When they see you praise him through the storm and see your God bring you out, and he don't bring you out broken, but it brings you out victorious. Hallelujah. As I end this on tonight, I leave you with a few things. What happens? Oh my God, I feel your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What happens, saints of God, when you make up in your mind that you're going to praise God? One, your belief rises. Two, weakness and self-pity begin to flee from us. Three, we put on our boxing gloves. Four, our troubles don't seem so big anymore. Next, our troubles are eclipsed by God who fights for us. us. Hallelujah. I believe I'm at six. Hope gets stirred up on the inside of you. And lastly, hallelujah, glory to God. The last thing that happens when we praise God in the midst of our storm, somebody, maybe somebody's in the balcony. Hallelujah. Somebody's sitting over in the corner. Somebody's sitting in the back in the church. Hallelujah. They'll look over and they'll see us and they might find Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Y'all come on and praise God right there. Come on, praise God right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it ain't all about you all the time. Hallelujah. But it's effectual and it affects someone else's life. Come on, y'all, give God glory right here. I'm going to turn it over. Glory to God. I'm going to turn it over to, oh my God, I'm going to turn it over to the prophetess. Hallelujah. And I'm going to end this thing right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But y'all can praise him for a few minutes if you like him. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah.
At the great thing that you yes, have God. Done, Father God, and rejoice at what you continually do in our lives, oh God.
Yes, God.
Lord, we just want to bless you, Lord. We just want to bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy.
Thank you, Father.
You are worthy of our praise, oh God. You are worthy of
hallelujah.
Our adoration, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are wonder, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for being a keeper of our soul, Father God. Thank you, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are great, God.
Yes, God.
You are great, God.
Hallelujah.
You are great, God, and greatly to be praised, Father. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, Father.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for this lesson. Thank you for a reminder, Lord God, that you inhabit the praises of your people.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for a voice box. He called her on Sunday,
oh
Messiah, that can sing forth your praises, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Say thank you on tonight, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor. Thank you for each and every one on this line
thank
tonight.
You,
thank you, Lord God. Roshande la Mosa for opening doors, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors, God.
Yes, God.
They cannot be shut, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for being in one time, God. Hallelujah. A God of precision.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank
God.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. For there's nobody greater. Nobody greater than our God.
Hallelujah.
And we just
thank
you, Lord God. Lord, hallelujah. Cover and keep us. Hallelujah. As we put all of our trust in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our very being says yes tonight, God. Our very being. Hallelujah. Our being, God. Yield and say yes to you,
yes,
Father
Jesus.
God. Be who you are, God, in our lives as we continue to surrender all, Father. Continue, God, hallelujah, making and molding us, Lord Jesus, into your very image and likeness, Lord God. And Father, we love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you. We love you. We adore you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we do appreciate you, God. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy all by yourself. So thank you for this time of praise, this time, Lord, of wisdom and understanding and learning more of you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you don't have to do it, Father, but you do. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we do,
Lord.
Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Bless.
Thank you, Lord God.
God bless. And we'll see you on Saturday at 5 a.m. Blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.